The next big event is the County Council sends an annual delegation to meet the TIA, and that's happening on the 16th of December to Dublin. Like, and we have been obviously calling our officials and all to ensure that the issues, particularly in the schoolie, are going to be addressed, because really what we're looking for is get the road upgraded now from Stranraer down to Castlefin and maybe further, like, because you have some very bad corners in that. But some of the immediate concerns, as say within the schoolie village itself, like that the speed of cars, like that, the last time the road was upgraded, the council were monitoring. There's some very minor traffic calming issues put in there, but just the nature of the village didn't lend itself to too many traffic islands and that. But it's turned out now that the vehicles are actually going faster now than ever. There's a lot going on down there because it's like a crossroads, plus you have the petrol station there, and then you have a school, you have a hall, and a church across the road, and then you have a council estate on the other side as well. So there's a lot of coming and going, crossing over, and the speed of cars on that national primary road. And like, all we ever got there was one flashback sign, and they keep moving from one side of the village to another every year or so, and people complain, which is really, you know, it's just not acceptable. So we've been asking for a lot more safety measures, particularly within the school. There's quite a few things that can be done. The very least of them is even to put up a second flashback sign, you know, so you have one on each side of the village. But, you know, really, we need some kind of a crossing. Definitely some kind. I understand the wiring's in there for it, you know, a pedestrian crossing or flashing lights or something. And but we're told that within this report that there's a study been done now in the school. It's part of the countywide or national speed reductions that they have to come, because obviously the county councillors, we can reduce along the public a lot of the county roads, but we need the TIA, the National Roads Authority. They have a big say in national primary roads, so kind of having the feedback there to see will reduce them. Like, the same thing could be seen for Drumkeen Crossroads as well, because the cars are flying through there as well, you know, and there is a big crossover of people. It just happens to be that the village is sort of spread out on both sides of the national primary road in both these cases. So, you know, if it was anywhere else, they would be slowing down, but here they just still carry on, and they're not slowing down. So we have had, particularly in the school year, there's been quite a few fatalities this time last year and over the years. So anything that will slow them down, and obviously some of the colleagues as well raising about greenways and that, but we really need the roads from Stranraer to Castlefin to Lifford to be fit for purpose. It's way substandard. It's below the status, say, of any county road for the amount of volume of traffic is on it. It's not good enough. It certainly, the pedestrians couldn't walk on it anyway.